Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Letters from Rivka by Karen Hess, performed by Angela Daw. In memory of Zeta and Bubby, my beloved grandparents. Author's note. When I began this book, I set out to write about my family's migration from Russia to the United States. I recalled a story about my grandmother wearing white kid gloves as she rode through Poland in the back of an ox cart. I remembered the tale of my grandfather, denied passage on the Titanic because he was only an immigrant. But that's all I remembered. I phoned my mother and my aunts for help. They contributed a wealth of stories about their own childhood, but they couldn't shed much light on the family history. "Call your great-aunt Lucy," my mother suggested. I barely remembered Aunt Lucy. I pictured a frail 80-year-old woman. To my surprise, the voice on the other end of the line resounded with strength, steadiness, and humor. "Certainly I'll help you," she said. "What do you want to know?" I sent Aunt Lucy a list of questions in the mail. She shot me back a tape on which she spoke at breakneck speed for 5 breathless minutes. I remember holding on to the handle of my tape player, feeling like a passenger on a roller coaster as I listened to Aunt Lucy's account of her journey to America. When she signed off, the hiss and crackle of blank tape taunted me. I phoned Aunt Lucy again. "I've listened to your tape," I said. "I think I need to see you." She laughed as if she'd known I was coming all along. 2 months later, on a steamy East Coast afternoon, with my head full of research, I arrived on Aunt Lucy's doorstep. Greeting me was a tiny woman with an un-